With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As many as 180 million Americans, that's about half the country, are about to be impacted by a severe winter storm. It's expected to stretch all the way from Texas up through New England. Drawing this admonition from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Please use common sense and please show courtesy and grace in the days ahead. Please stay off the roads. Please look after your neighbors.
Governor Moore has declared a state of emergency for Maryland. After doing very little domestic travel during his first year in office, Donald Trump expected to be revving up Air Force One more often this year for domestic travel, focusing on politics as the Republicans try to hold on to their majority in Congress. For House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan, holding on to that slim majority is job one this year.
I think Americans vote with their pocketbooks, and with the work that we've done in the working families tax cuts, I think people are going to see real relief. They're already seeing some real relief, but we are going to continue to dig out of this disastrous.
The Pentagon has released a new U.S. national defense strategy, calling upon U.S. allies to take greater control of their own security.
The document lays out that defending the U.S. homeland is the top priority for the Pentagon, and deterring China in the Indo-Pacific through strength and not through confrontation, the second. But it takes a softer tone on China and Russia compared with the previous defense strategy under the Biden administration. It calls for increased burden sharing with U.S. allies.
And that is the BBC's Ariane Schippers. The 34-page document, the first since 2022, was highly political for a military blueprint, criticizing partners from Europe to Asia for relying on previous U.S. administrations to subsidize their defense. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats have passed an abortion amendment. Here's Michael Harrington.
The measure would enshrine the procedure in the state constitution and allow for abortion up to the moment of birth. All that remains is for voters to approve the amendment in the fall, which isn't a sure thing, but in a purple state like Virginia, it's a pretty good bet. Pro-life activists are vowing to campaign hard against the amendment this year. So far, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, and three others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hopeful the Supreme Court will uphold state laws that ban males from playing on female sports teams. John Bursch of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, I think there are cultural, political, and legal headwinds all supporting this notion that it's not just a lie that a man can be a woman. If we want a society that respects women and girls, then we need to come to terms with that truth. This is SRN News. A pre-dawn landslide on Indonesia's main island of Java killed at least 8 people today, left 82 missing as rescuers struggle through deep mud searching for survivors.
The landslide in the village in West Bandung region occurred when most residents were asleep. The region has witnessed intense rains for the past few days. Residents in areas which are known to be prone to landslides have been ordered to evacuate. The disaster comes just weeks after more than 1,000 people died in landslides and flooding in North Sumatra, West Sumatra, and Aceh provinces.
And that is the BBC's Abarasan Atharajan reporting. Authorities say they've arrested Ryan Wedding, a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder, facing charges related to drug trafficking and the killing of a federal witness. That news was announced yesterday by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.